Okay, good evening, everyone. Okay, I'd like to resume. Sorry we missed last night. I'd like to resume now. So, excuse me, I'd like to go now back to some of the inyanim of Shamar. Shamar is Yom HaShabbos, the Kasha. We spoke for a while about Zohar. We spoke about a number of the mitzvahs say about candlelighting and sudas and some other inyanim. So now I'd like to go back and discuss a little bit some more of the malachas of Shabbos and the things, the isurian things that we have to be careful about in Shabbos. I want to talk a little bit about cleaning the floors in your house, sweeping the floors, maybe washing the floors, and that general topic. So the Gemara says that sweeping outdoors on Shabbos, or even indoors, if it's a non-paved floor, if it's a dirt floor, is problematic. It's problematic, or at least potentially problematic, in that if you, in the course of sweeping, if you fill craters, meaning if there are places on the ground which are not smooth, where there's a little bit of a depression, a hole, a crater, and you fill it in with earth, with dirt, then that's a malacha. Now, depending on whether it's indoors or outdoors, if it's indoors, it's the malacha boneh, because you are contributing to the proper construction and makeup of the house. Just like if you patch in a hole, if you have a hole in your wall on Shabbos and you fill it in with plaster, besides some other malachas, you might be over, but you'd be over boneh. If you do anything to enhance your home, if you wedge a nail into the wall of your house so that it will, you could hang up coats on the nail, that's boneh. So same thing is true if the ground of your house is a dirt floor and you smooth it out and you make it more usable, then, or it's more, you know, more easily usable, then that is a malacha of boneh. If you do it outside in ground which is plantable, then it's a malacha of choresh, of improving the terrain, improving the soil for planting. Okay, so even if you're not intending to do that, let's say you'd be sweeping your floor, and you don't intend to smooth out any craters, you don't intend to make any improvements, you just want to clean the floor. There are things on it that don't belong there. It's a dirt floor, and there are things that accumulated or that fell on the floor, and you want to sweep them up, not the dirt itself. You're not trying to move around the dirt, but says the opinion in Shulchan Aruch that we follow, that it's a psik reisha. It's inevitable. It's definitely going to happen. You're definitely going to end up smoothing out the floor in the course of sweeping, and therefore you can't sweep a dirt floor. But let's say you don't have a dirt floor. Let's say, Baruch Hashem, your floor is tiled. You have tiles, not talking about carpet now, but you have tiles, like kitchen tiles, or you know, linoleum, or you have wood flooring like people have in many of their rooms, and bedrooms and dining rooms and whatnot. If you don't have carpet, you very likely have a wood paneled floor, wood covered floor. So there's no issue of dirt there. So according to the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, then you're fine. Then you're allowed to sweep it on Shabbos. However, the Ramah says differently. The Ramah, which is the way the Ashkenazim follow, the Ramah says no, that even if you have a tiled floor or otherwise covered floor, you can't sweep it on Shabbos. Why not? Because of a concept that the Gemara mentions, and that is that people can make a mistake, and people could get confused and not realize that if you're allowed to, you know, they might think if you're allowed to sweep the tiled floor, they might not realize that they can't sweep a dirt floor. And so you, in your house, you may have a tiled floor, or you may have linoleum on your floor, so you have no problem sweeping. But somebody else might have a dirt floor and might end up sweeping, or maybe in your next house, or maybe in another house that you have, or a different room, which is not covered, is not tiled, and it's a dirt floor, you may end up sweeping there too, not realizing that the only reason why you were allowed to sweep the other floor is because it's not dirt, because it's covered with flooring, and it won't lead you to any malacha. So therefore, based on that Gemara, that the Ramah passes like that lahalacha, that you can't even sweep a tiled or otherwise covered floor. However, explains the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer in Mishneh Berurah, in the Bir Halacha of the Mishneh Berurah, he explains that that's only speaking about in a vicinity where some people have covered floors and some people have dirt floors, which was the case in Europe. But in, or at least the case in certain places in Europe. But however, if you live in a place such as where we live, where Baruch Hashem, we all have covered floors. Nobody, or certainly the vast majority of people don't have dirt floors. Maybe no one does, but it's certainly extremely uncommon to have a dirt floor. What is common is that you have a covered floor, then that concern doesn't exist. The concern that if we allow you to sweep a covered floor, you may come to sweep a dirt floor, isn't applicable in a place where dirt floors are uncommon. And therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, and this is the halacha, that even if you're an Ashkenazi and you follow the Ramah, nevertheless, when the Ramah said you can't sweep a covered floor, he was only speaking about, or that's only going to apply in a place where not all the floors are covered. But where we live, you're allowed to sweep a floor. Oh, great. So now you're allowed to sweep the floor in your house. I'm not talking about a carpeted floor, but let's talk about a floor covered with linoleum or with tiles or wood covering. Those, I think, are three most common forms of floor covering other than carpeting. So then you're allowed to sweep that on Shabbos. And even though you may be moving around muktzah items, because there may be garbage on the floor, which is muktzah, which is not it was never food to begin with, it's just some sort of garbage that has no value in its muktzah, or it may be something that was once a food item, but is no longer a food, or maybe it was part of a food item, maybe it was the shells of the pistachio nuts, which ended up on the floor, which are, now that they're no longer part of the pistachio nut, they are muktzah. But that's still okay because you're moving it indirectly. You're not handling it with your hands. You're moving it with the broom. And you're doing so, l'tzorech davar hamutter, meaning you're doing so not for the purpose, not because you collect pistachio shells. If that would be the purpose, why you're sweeping it, it would be an issue. But you're moving it and sweeping it because you want your house to be clean. And the halach is you're allowed to move muktzah, when you're moving it indirectly through something else, like this case where it's a broom, if it's tzorech davar hamutter, if it's not for the tzorech of the muktzah, you're not doing it to preserve or protect the muktzah, which is the dirt on the garbage on the floor, you're doing it to tzorech davar hamutter, you're doing it for the to tidy up your house. And therefore, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to sweep the floor. Now, there's another consideration in Shulchan Aruch, and that is that you can't use a broom where the bristles are extremely fragile and they break easily, which was might have been more common once upon a time when the brooms had very, very delicate or very very dry bristles and dry thin bristles, which would break regularly upon use of the broom. So that's a separate problem. But our brooms are typically not that way. Well, even if you have one of these straw brooms, the bristles are not breaking on a regular basis. Certainly if you have, these brooms made from whatever type of man-made material it is, then they're not breaking. Then the bristles aren't breaking and you're allowed to use them. Okay, so it's established that you're allowed to sweep your floor in your house, in your covered floor. But what about outside? Let's say now you have your property out around your house and you want to know if you could sweep it. So if it's the dirt, the grass, and there's something there that you'd want to sweep up, you're certainly not allowed to do it. Even if you have a sukkah, it's sukkah's time, and there's no floor on your sukkah, there's just dirt, so you can't sweep that, because that goes back to the problem that you will likely end up improving the quality and the surface of the floor, and that's an isser of bona, like we said. So you can't sweep a dirt floor, even in the sukkah or outside of your house. But what about if your sukkah is paved? Let's say there's concrete outside of your house. You have in your backyard or wherever it is, you have concrete, and your sukkah is concrete, or just it's not sukkah, it's in the backyard. There's a concrete, a patio area, which is concrete, and you want to be able to, you want to know if you can sweep that. So that already is not so simple, because there we say already, oh, if you're going to be allowed to sweep that, then you may taka make a mistake and sweep even parts of the backyard that aren't paved, that don't have concrete, that are just grass or just dirt. You might, or somebody else might. And here we don't have the mitzvahs. The facts aren't that, well, the majority are all concrete. No, it's not that way at all. Outside of the house, usually it's not concrete. There might be some paved areas. It's not uncommon, but plenty of the areas are unpaved and uncovered. So sweeping out of the house would naturally be a problem. Now there is a svara. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zichrono Livracha, suggests that maybe an area which is adjacent to your house, maybe it's an extension of your house. Maybe we look at that and say, just like you're allowed to sweep inside your house so long as it's paved or covered, so you're allowed to sweep outside your house as well so long as it's paved. And we're not going to make that gzeira that, oh, that you're going to mix up one area with the next, except in areas that are not adjacent to the house, stam outside. But an area that's adjacent to your house, perhaps on that we'll consider it to be an extension of your house. And if it extends your house, so just like you could sweep inside your house when the floor is covered, you could sweep outside. This is a svara from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And there's at least one sefer that I saw that goes with that svara as matir, but the majority of poskim are not. The majority of poskim say that outside the house you can't sweep. So that would include your sukkah, that even if you have a paved floor, according to most poskim, you cannot sweep the floor of your sukkah. Again, if it's a situation where it's something extremely important or something, perhaps there's what room to rely on this svara of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. But typically, one should try to be machmir there and follow the majority and not sweep a floor outside of the house, even if it's a paved area, even if it's adjacent to your house or in your sukkah. Okay. Thank you very much. We'll hold here for now. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you.